Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We are live inside the Boulevard Beer Hall right now. Rob is about two quirks deep. I am focused. I am here to do the best radio show imaginable, the best show that I can. Rob is out trying new flavors. He got some of that lemonade tea that they just had, some kind of Royal Crown or some kind of drink. Rob has not been focused. Rob is trying to drink his team's tournament disappointment away while I am here to work and try to give the best radio program that I can. We have a lot planned in the show. Bob Fesco, for the seventh time in 2025, has moved either the Chiefs or the Royals to Kansas. I don't know why once every 3 weeks the Royals and the Chiefs are in Kansas, but every time on the morning show I wake up, and there's nothing to talk about, they've moved to Kansas. We'll talk about that coming up in a bit. We'll talk about the Royals. We'll talk about the Chiefs. We'll talk a lot of NCAA tournament. Rob did get one thing right about the tournament. Now, he didn't get anything right about any of the local teams, but he did get one thing right about the tournament. We'll talk about that coming up in just a bit. But before we move forward, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. And number two, I need you to tell one friend. It'd be great if you could tell two friends, but you know what? Beggars won't be choosers. If you could just tell one friend about the show, I'm telling you, I would appreciate that very much. Now, I promise you that we are going to talk more Royals this week. Missouri's out. Kansas is out. K-State women's are still in the tournament. Jeff Mitty is going to be on the show coming up at 3 o'clock. But you know what? Let's focus on the Kansas City Chiefs, and I promise to you in this 2 o'clock hour, we will talk about the Kansas City Royals. Let's start with the Chiefs, as the Chiefs continue the theme of bringing back players that were very vital on last year's team. Mike Pinnell was offered a contract, and he is going to be back with the Kansas City Chiefs. There has been a theme with the Kansas City Chiefs this offseason. You know, a couple of years ago when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, a lot of their mantra was run it back. The Chiefs wanted to keep that continuity. It was actually the most continuity that a defending Super Bowl championship team has had in 20 years. This season has very, very similar camaraderie. If you look at the offense, they are bringing back eight of the starters that started for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. No DeAndre Hopkins. That certainly was a choice that the Chiefs made. I don't think the Chiefs wanted DeAndre Hopkins back on this team. You certainly could have brought him back at the contract that he signed with the Baltimore Ravens. There is going to be no Mike Caliendo, at least for this season. There's going to be no Joe Tooney starting for this team, as he has been traded to the Chicago Bears. You then look at the defensive side of the ball. Tershawn Wharton signed that big contract with the Carolina Panthers, and you also are looking at Justin Reed, who is the newest member of the New Orleans Saints. So you are looking at 17 of the 22 starters from the Super Bowl are back this season. We had our questions about who they could potentially be. Trey Smith is back. Nick Bolton is back. Mike Pinnell is back. The Chiefs have made a decision to bring back a lot of the players that played for them in the Super Bowl, and it got me thinking about when we had Andy Reid on the show. It feels like now 2 months ago, but it really was like 3 weeks ago. JT, if you can play it for us back in the studio, I think that Andy Reid tried to tell us sort of what the mindset was for the Chiefs as they headed into free agency.
Listen, we won 19 games. We were in 19 games and came out the victor, and 17 of those or whatever it was. So it pretty good year. Now, let's not forget about that either. Pretty good year. But let's learn from this thing. And it is final. It's a final deal, and it's going to hurt. That's okay. Or life. Let's move on.
So that was Andy Reid, who joined the show just a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about this roster and this team. I think the Chiefs' message has been simple. We are not overreacting to what happened in the Super Bowl. When the Chiefs lost to Tampa Bay, it was a very different reaction. The Chiefs had the mentality of sort of building from the ground up, certainly on their offensive line. The Chiefs really haven't rebuilt anything this offseason. The Chiefs made a decision to move on from Joe Tooney because they didn't want to extend him. They signed Jalen Moore. They brought in another player in Christian Fulton that you believe to be a starter. For the most part, everybody else was on last year's team, and they have brought back on a one-year deal. The Chiefs are looking at the complete and total picture of what happened last year. The Chiefs are looking at a team that won 17 games. That was the clear best team in the AFC over Baltimore, over Buffalo, over every other team in the AFC, and they have simply made the decision to run that back for this upcoming season. I certainly have my questions. I have my objections to what they've done. You guys know I wanted them to get younger and more dynamic on offense. They have not done that, at least not through free agency. Let's see what the mindset is when it comes toward the NFL draft. I like what they've done on defense. You brought back Charles Omenihu. You also signed Christian Fulton to a deal. I like what the Chiefs have done on defense. I don't think the defense was the issue for Kansas City last year. I think their offense lacked home runs. I think their offense lacked explosion last year. And the Chiefs believe that the health of Rashee Rice and also shoring up the offensive line at left tackle is going to generate them positive results. Again, let's see how the draft plays itself out. I'm not going to overreact to their offseason plan because their offseason plan is not fully intact. They would have done things a little bit differently than I would have done it, and we value positions and how you pay those positions differently, but there are no arguing with their results. Their way worked last season. They went to the third consecutive Super Bowl and were the third best or the best team in the AFC for the third consecutive year. This is still a very deep team. This is still a very good team that is absolutely in the mix to go to another Super Bowl next year in San Francisco. All right, let's talk a little bit of Royals. We'll bounce around the Royals over the next couple of days or so, getting you ready for opening day coming up on Thursday. I think the way that we should start this week's conversation about the Royals is this. This season, 2025, before they ever have a first pitch, this is unlike most years that it's been like cheering for the Kansas City Royals. I looked this up just because I was curious. Rob, when were you born?
I was born in 91.
You were born in 91. So you know what I did? I did it in just 1990. You know,
that's
just
fair.
Let me around a nice round number. Since 1990, the Royals have had 7 winning seasons. They had one in 91, so the year you were born.
There
they
we
had
go.
One in 93. They then went from 93 until 2003 and didn't have a winning season. They had that stretch there in the golden years, 13, 14, and 15. They then had another winning season last year. We have very rarely gone into a season where the Royals have expectations. The expectations for the Royals, I think, are very simple. Just like if you have a college football team and you're expecting them to win 8 games and be in a decent bowl game, or if you're a fan of a college basketball team and you expect them to make the NCAA tournament and potentially make a run, the expectations for the Royals, I think, is very simple. It's build on what you did last season. Simple. Build on what you did last year. The Royals had a winning record last year. The Royals won a playoff series last year. The Royals had a home playoff game last year against the New York Yankees. I think the expectation is to continue to build on what they've done. They have one of the brightest young stars in Major League Baseball. They're getting Vinny Pasquantino back healthy. They have made some smart signings in the bullpen. Their rotation is strong for this upcoming year. You made a big trade to bring in Jonathan India from the Cincinnati Reds. I think if you are a Royals fan, you have to be optimistic about what you've seen them do this offseason, and it feels a lot like 13. I don't know if this season's going to go the way that 14 did. I don't think anybody could have expected that. But in 2013, the Royals set a very clear foundation of what they were. The Royals won 86 games in 2013. They won 86 games this past year. Now, they took the foundation of what they built in 2013 and look at what turned into 14 and look at what turned into 15. Again, I don't know if that's the expectation for the Royals, but the expectations for the Royals, I think, is very simple. Win 85 or more games, be in the American League Central race, compete to win another division, make the playoffs, put yourself in a position where you can win another playoff series. The future is here with the Kansas City Royals. One of my frustrations for the last handful of seasons is everything that you could measure with the Royals felt very abstract. Well, we want to see development with the young guys. Well, you can see development in the young guys and actually win games simultaneously. And I think the Royals proved that last season. And now it's, can you get guys to take another big step? Because if Vinny can take another step, if this rotation can be what they were last season with some of the additions that you've made to the lineup, if you can just get 5-10% better than you were last season, we are talking about the chances of this being a very special baseball season here in Kansas City with the Royals. It has been a long time since we've done this. I actually don't think we've done this since October, maybe November of last year. You guys know the rules. If we talk about the Royals at 2 and 5 o'clock, it can only mean one thing. Hit me, JT!
Baseball with the Royals.
Oh, feels so good to be back. Carrying today's Random Royals lineup takes us back to the year 20 and 13 that you referenced earlier. This is their opening day lineup as the Royals took on the White Sox in 2013. They did fall in 2013, 1-0 against the Sox.
Well, of course they did.
Here was your opening day lineup.
Have the Royals ever won on opening day? I feel like the Royals always just get out to an 0-1 start, and we got to question whether or not baseball season will matter. They do that every year.
That is their favorite hobby.
Yeah, every year.
Leading off in left field, Alex Gordon. Batting second, the shortstop, Alcides Escobar. Batting third, the designated hitter, Billy Butler. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Mike Moustakas.
Okay, all right.
This is before Moose had the go down, come back up effect, because him at fourth, surprising.
Yeah, people weren't even saying Moose at this point. It was like,
Moose Antler guy hadn't even been a Royals fan
yet. No, of course
yet.
Not. I don't know if he's a Royals fan now.
He probably has some sort of Bobby Witt thing.
I haven't seen him at the game since 2016.
Batting fifth this day was the catcher, Salvador Perez.
It's crazy that Salvador Perez is still the catcher for the Kansas City
Royals.
Uh-huh.
Batting sixth, the first baseman, Eric Hosmer.
Eric Hosmer was batting sixth for that team.
Yeah. Batting seventh, by the way. This might be the surprising one. The center fielder, Lorenzo Cain.
Hey. This is before. It's kind of crazy because Lorenzo Cain, you remember, he was just always hurt, could never figure things out. And then one day we just woke up and it was like, wait, Lorenzo Cain's one of the best players in the American League.
He was probably the best baseball player on this team.
Yeah, he had an amazing 2015.
Batting eighth, the 2013 Royals, because in right field you had Jeff Francoeur.
Oh, it's coming. He got DFA'd soon, though, didn't he? Yeah, he got DFA'd.
And batting ninth, the second baseman, the current GM of the White Sox, Chris Getz.
Hey, look at that. Full circle, man.
By the way, the Royals lost this day despite
– What's Jeff Francoeur up to?
He's the Rex Hudler for the Braves.
Oh, cool. Good for Jeff Francoeur.
By the way, the Royals got six strong from James Shields, only giving up one.
And then, of course, they couldn't score.
They couldn't do anything against Chris Sale, which is not surprising.
Yeah, no.
Mow Royals down.
Chris Sale. Chris Sale turned out to be pretty decent, man. He was actually a pretty good player, man. Shout out to Chris Sale. All right, coming up on the other side, let's get to the NCAA tournaments. We'll talk about the top storylines from this past weekend. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. I'm trying to think of a real
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Nice way to say this, but I don't know if there is a nice way to say it, so I might as well just put it out there. If you wanted the officials to call a travel at the end of the Colorado State Maryland game, your aspiration was to be in hall monitor. Those weren't the kids I ever wanted to hang around. I'm serious. If you were watching last night and you were glued to the end of the game, the way that all of us were, if you were watching it, it was a great game. They showed the highlights of Maryland's past four losses. Their last four losses were all last-second buzzer beaters. And then you're thinking, oh, my, it's about to happen again. Colorado State, finally, there's going to be an underdog. There's going to be a mid-major that advances in this tournament. Maryland calls timeout. You're sitting there. What's going to happen? It's the joy. It's the beauty of sports. That's why it's the ultimate reality show. If you were watching that and you were screaming travel at the television, your goal was to be a hall monitor when you were a kid. You were one of the people that in college, when the teacher asked, does anybody have any questions, you had the ability to just not put your hand up and go talk to the teacher privately when we are all packing up our stuff and leaving. But no, your question was so important that we had to stop what we were doing to hear your question. That's not people I want to be around. Did the kid travel? Maybe. But he hit a incredibly difficult shot for his team to advance in the NCAA tournament. And maybe I'm the problem. I don't want basketball to be officiated like that. If you guys want to be super sticklers about traveling, I don't know if basketball would be watchable, because these kids travel all the time then, if that's the case. Those little dribble handoffs, they travel all the time. Now, don't get me wrong, there's some egregious traveling that, yes, I want to be called. In that scenario with the kid going to the basket perfectly defended that makes a move, no. Let's see if he makes or misses the shot. He made it. Maryland advances. Colorado State does not advance. I'm happy with that, and hopefully you are happy with that. That was the most exciting finish that we've had so far in this NCAA tournament with those two teams. I like Maryland a lot. I think they have a chance of being a Final Four team. It has been kind of known in the tournament. You need a combination of some things. You need some skill. You need some talent. You also need a little bit of luck. And Maryland certainly got their luck yesterday in the NCAA tournament. What a thrilling finish. What an exciting finish in Colorado State, Maryland. One of the final games of the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. Maryland advances. And Colorado State, now you don't have a head coach, and you're trying to figure out who your next head coach is going to be.
Kyan Evans is going to be very popular in the portal here in a minute.
100%. 100%. Kyan Evans is definitely going to be
very popular.
He's going to be very, very popular in the portal. Absolutely. Someone on the text line. Stupidest take, Carrington, you've ever had. Clear travel. You can't call that in that situation. If you want them to call travel, that's perfectly fine. I'm just telling you that I think you were a hall monitor. That's all I'm telling you.
I'm also not sure he traveled. Maybe this is my bigger question. When did we as a sports-watching society get so cynical? Carrington, when we were, what, 10, 15 years old? That shot gets made. The first thing me and you are not talking about is, did he travel? How come we get the first buzzer beater of the tournament, we get a cool moment, and the first thing everyone does on Twitter.com or X or whatever the hell they're calling it now, how come the first thing everyone's talking about is if it's a travel or not? When did we become so cynical? That's a cool moment. I feel bad for Colorado State. Props to the Queen kid. We got a nice March moment, and everyone's first thought is, oh, well, we got to call this travel. When did we become cynics?
I guess, do you want my real answer on this? Because I think my real answer is twofold. The first answer is this. Everybody thinks they could be an official. Everybody thinks they could be a general manager. So that's number one. We all think we know the rules a lot better than most people actually know the rules. Most people think that they can evaluate and find talent. That is number one. I would say number two, and I've told you this from the beginning, the purpose of replay for a lot of people is not to confirm the cool thing that you just saw. It's to erase the cool thing that you just saw. That's what the purpose of it is. When they're going to the monitor and they're showing it to you, they are not showing it to you for the purpose of, wow, this amazing thing happened. You are watching it under the guise of, hey, this really cool thing that you just saw, let's find what was wrong in the play.
Let's take it away.
Yeah, that's it. Let's watch this same play 17 different times. Tell me what you think went wrong in the play. I'm telling you that some of the places that I've played basketball before, some of the places that you've played basketball before, if you called a travel like that on game point, a fight would start. A legitimate fight would start. And I don't want to play basketball with somebody that would call travel in that scenario. That's just different between me and you. You know, I've said this from the very beginning. I never wanted them to call foul on the Phil Pressey play. I don't think that when it was a block, but at the end of the game, hey, you got to go up and you got to finish strong, or let's go to overtime and let's figure it out. The only foul I've ever had a problem with was the one that put Tyshawn Taylor on the line in overtime. You can't tell me we're letting it play, we're letting
physics,
and then you're going to put him on the line there to shoot two free throws to win the game. So I don't have a problem with it, but that's my answer to it. People are not watching these replays to validate the cool thing that they just saw. They're not looking at it to watch a catch. They're watching it in super slow motion to find the thing that went wrong. That's not why I'm watching sports. I'm watching sports to watch incredibly athletic people do really cool things. I don't think that's why everybody is watching sports.
Also, to further this is a very old man take by me, but that's life sometimes.
And really quick, I'm sorry to cut you off here. These are the same people that would want pass interference on a Hail Mary. On a Hail Mary, you want them to call pass interference? If you don't get away from me, you want them to call PI on that?
That's awful. It just this part of the old man take I have, and this is like the evolution of basketball, and I have to be not old man screams a cloud about this. I hate every time there's a questionable call, every player on the court starts doing the little whirly bird thing.
Yeah,
come
everybody.
On, let's just play ball.
Hall monitor energy, that's what it is. Monitor energy.
By the way, it's every call. It could be at the 18:57 mark of the first half. Guy might have stepped out of bounds. Everyone, like, oh, no, no, let's look at it. We're not looking at everything. It drives me insane. I did not think that was a travel there, but I don't like that everyone's first thought on social media was not great shot, cool, Maryland moves on. Their first thought was, ooh, let's go out of our way to run down this play because it was the one highlight we've had where we actually got some actual March Madness. That was frustrating to me.
All right, you know what? Before we hit the music, I want to give you the floor. I want to give you the platform to take a little bit of a victory lap here at the Boulevard Beer Hall. Now, I know you've had one or two sips, so you're feeling good. Don't get us fired here. I would like to – can we at least get to opening day? You know, can we at least get to – you already know here at Odyssey they cutting folks left and right. You know that. So I'm trying to make sure that I'm good. I'm trying to make sure that you're good. I'll give you a little bit of time to take your own victory lap. Take your own victory lap. Because you told me this entire time about St. John's.
Mm-hmm.
You were the one. And I told you, I thought you had a little hateration, holleration in your voice. But you might have been right about St. John's. You quite possibly had been right.
So I have been telling you all along. And the text line called me a hater. And you know what? I did it under the guise of I thought Kansas would beat Arkansas. And there was definitely some dream a dream with this take. But I remember I text you on Selection Sunday. Ooh, KU got a good draw because St. John's can't score. I told you heading into the game for Thursday. Ooh, if KU can get past Arkansas, I like their chances. Because guess what? St. John's can't score. Friday, all day on the show, I was like, I don't get why people are enamored with St. John's. They can't score. Lo and behold, Saturday, let's look at the old box score for St. John's. And guess what? You see a team that can't score and can't shoot. They were, by the way, this season, they were in the 300s, or I believe I finished at 291 in three-point shooting percentage, St. John's did. That's not a winning formula in 2025. And on Saturday, against Arkansas, who is a flawed team but has superior athletes to St. John's, they shot 28%, including a scalding 9% from beyond the arc. Rick Pitino has done an incredible job of rebuilding St. John's, and basketball is alive in New York, and that's all fine and dandy. But if you can't score in the tournament and you can't shoot, you're not going anywhere. Even when Virginia won their national title, it wasn't like they were winning games 42-44, like it was Hank Iba's four corners offense. Kyle Guy went bananas that tournament. You have to be able to score the basketball, and I was screaming until my face was blue.
You did?
Basically for no one to listen that St. John's can't score the basketball well enough, so I'm sorry, they're not going to make a run. And here we sit, and they're done because they just can't score. They shot 9. It's not a typo. They shot 9% from beyond the arc on Saturday.
That's not good.
That's so bad.
It's not good.
In case you wanted a real number, that's 2 of 22. That's horrible. I mean, I know what St. John's is going to go shopping for in the portal. I promise I know. But, I feel like I was vindicated watching that game Saturday. The team that can't score and can't shoot, didn't score, didn't shoot. Rick Pitino, great season, but it's over. I'm sorry.
A couple of things. Now, I'm not saying this to excuse the Missouri Tigers for their loss. I don't think Missouri played well. But it was the point that I was making on Friday. I understand about coaching and executing and you draw things up. Man, basketball is still a simple game. You got to have a couple of guys that can go get their own shot and go get their own bucket when the shot clock is starting to expire. And I don't care how good of a coach that you have. If your team is 21 of 75 from the field and shoots 28% and makes three-pointers, you ain't beating nobody.
Nobody.
I don't care how good your coach is. I don't care how good you are defensively. You did not make enough shots to go win the game. This was a two-point game for St. John's with less than 5 minutes to go when they sat their best player, Luis Jr., down.
Which, by the way, we can have a conversation.
Who was terrible?
Yeah,
he was terrible.
I saw Pitino getting killed. How can you sit that kid? He couldn't hit water falling out of a boat.
No, he was terrible. He was 3 of 17 and missed all the threes, and he wasn't even getting to the free throw line. But when you take your best offensive player out in the final 5 minutes in a two-point game, you scored two baskets the rest of the way. In money time, in crunch time, with 5 minutes to go, you are not advancing in the NCAA tournament when that is the case. Basketball, quite simply, will always be a game about buckets. Do you got guys who can go get you a bucket or two? And if you don't got one or two of those guys, if you don't got a Walter Clayton, that when your offense is stalled, hey, I'm going to go on a 7-0 run by myself. give me a little dribble handoff, give me a screen, I'm going to go score so we can advance in the NCAA tournament. If you don't have a guy like the kid from Maryland, hey, I'm going to take one dribble, I'm going to get to the lane, I'm going to get to my spot, and I'm going to knock down a shot, then you don't have a serious chance of advancing and being able to advance. When you think about the best KU teams that have really had a chance to win this, you had a Frank Mason, you had a Devontae Graham, you had guys that could get their own shot and get to the bucket. If you don't have those guys, then it's just not realistic to think that you're going to make a run. The last point on St. John's, and we'll move to the rest of the tournament, is so out of the KenPom top 15, you know, you and I are big KenPom
guys.
Love
KenPom.
They were ranked 64th offensively. The next worst team in that top 15, the next team, was ranked 25th. That was Michigan State. So there was a big gap between where the 14th team offensively was in the top 15 and the 15th team. We're talking about 40 spots almost between those two teams. If you look at the teams that can score, they advance. Duke, Houston, Florida, Auburn, Tennessee, Alabama, Michigan. The teams that you think can score a little bit, they advanced in this tournament. Now, eventually, you're going to go up against a team that can do both, that can score and play defense. But the game is quite simple. You better be a team that is about buckets. And if you are not about buckets, then trust me, you are not advancing in the NCAA tournament. What was your favorite game so far in this thing?
Ooh. Just this weekend or in general? Because I think the answer is that Maryland-Colorado State game. Because that was, we actually got high-level basketball and all those things. We got back and forth. We got the local flavor with Kyan Evans. We got the buzzer beater. It was, Maryland is really a good team. They just don't have any depth. I'm curious how long they can go. It's a lazy answer because it was the buzzer beater game, but I think the answer is Colorado State, Maryland. If it's not Colorado State, Maryland, I actually think UConn, Florida was actually really good basketball as well yesterday. Those are the two games that in the round of 32 pop out as, ooh, those were really good high-level basketball games. But I think this tournament's been lacking in great games. Like, you asked me what my favorite game is. Those are the two answers, but it's not like of the 32, or I guess now we've played 48 games, there's been a plethora to pick from. There hadn't been that many good games.
This is what I think is happening to the NCAA tournament and why people are upset with it is, I think what has always gravitated the casual toward the tournament is there were clear underdog storylines to follow. Enough storylines where me and you, the hardcore college basketball fan, can gravitate towards, and your girlfriend who likes college basketball but doesn't, hey, I want to see Vermont win. I want to see this team win. You know what this has just simply turned into? This has turned into the preseason NIT. That's what this is. I understand there's more stakes involved. The people care more. But at this point, you're watching Illinois play Kentucky in the second round. That is a game that happens in November.
Game's at Sprint Center in November.
That game happens
every single, whatever it is.
Or you're playing, or you're seeing Arkansas playing St. John's, or you're seeing Michigan State play. That's what this tournament has turned into. We got to the Sweet 16. There are no mid-majors involved for the second straight year. All 16 of the teams come from one of the Big Four conferences. This is not a tournament anymore for the little guy. You know what has happened? Big businesses came in. Your mom and pop had a real successful store for quite some time. And you know what? Amazon came in and said, we want all your customers. That's what's come in. Amazon has come in. Big business has come in. They have taken all your resources. They got more money than you. They got better facilities than you do. They have all of those things. They have come in here and they have grabbed all of your resources. That is absolutely what has happened in the NCAA tournament. I have enjoyed the tournament so far, but I think you and I, we don't mind the fact that there haven't been upsets, and I just want to see good teams play one another. I think for a lot of people, that's not the appeal of this tournament.
I also think I apologize for interrupting. You're right. It's more for, I think, like, I'm in a bracket pool with my mom and my wife. They are missing the Oakland story, Jack Golkey or whatever. They're missing that, oh, man, can you – they were excited about Drake, and then the excitement tempered because they're gone. But, like, just for the me and you, the people who like watching good games, I'm not talking about good teams play. I'm talking about
good games.
Have there been many good games? Like, UConn versus Florida was a good game. It's two powers. That's fine. But, like, that's kind of an outlier. There haven't been a lot of games. Doesn't matter the opponent, mid-major, power four. It doesn't matter. There's been a lack of, ooh, you got to get to the TV because this one's happening. I think St. John's, Arkansas had that feel, but it was because of the coaches. It wasn't the actual basketball on the floor. It was Cal's playing Patino again. Here we go. What's the game this weekend or in the round of 64 that the world stopped and went, let's watch this because it's going nuts? I don't think that game has existed yet in this tournament. Now, maybe as we get deeper in, you're going to get better games. That's the nature of the beast. But I don't think there's a stop what you're doing game that has hit this tournament yet.
Rob, I got a little bit of a beef with you. I got a little bit of a bone to pick. You know you're my guy. And we have a mentality on this show. If I eat, you eat. If I eat, you eat. If I go outside right now and I find $1,000, I'm going to give you some. We might not split it 50-50.
Not giving you a number.
Yeah, but I'm going to put $300 in your pocket. I'm going to make sure you get a little nibble. I might give you $300. I might give JT $100 because you was on the show that day. I'm keeping the $6 because I found the money. But I'm going to make sure you eat. So the Royals had a little influencer, little, I don't know if it's a dinner, kind of come out there, try some of the new food options. Rob got invited to the little influencer thing. I'm seeing the pictures on the social media, and I'm like, hey, Rob, what is this? He was like, oh, you know, hey, the Royals invited me out to this food thing, but, you know, I didn't think you would want to go since it was so close to the show. And I'm thinking, you didn't even think to tell me? You didn't even think to ask if I wanted to go? This is the literal definition, if I eat, you eat. You're telling me they were handing out free Z-Mans? They were handing out free hot dogs? Whenever I got the Crown Club seats, who did I say, I'm not going unless they have to come?
That's fair. I want to have the Crown seats.
And this is how you repay your brother? This isn't right. You don't think I wanted to try the new Slugger Dog chorizo topped with Manchego? I don't even know what Manchego is or if I'm even pronouncing it correctly. I would like to try it, though, with the tempura batter, the Doritos Cool Ranch crust, and the avocado aioli in the Crafting Draft. You don't think I wanted to try that? Well, I'll never get the opportunity to try it now because you didn't think to try to put your mans on. You didn't think I wanted the blue velvet whoopie pie, a blue velvet cake with vanilla fluff. No, obviously you didn't think that's what I wanted. I'd be in a better mood today if I'd came in here and I was full off a blue velvet whoopie pie or a Slugger Dog. But I'll never get to try them. I'll never have it anymore.
That's my bad. It was one of those things.
It's selfish is what it is. That's what it is. It's pure ISO ball. You know who you are? You're the Hunter Dickinson of this show. That's what it is.
I'm not that well paid.
It looks good. It sounds good. But when it really comes down to crunch time, you made some critical errors today. You made some real critical errors. And I don't know how we can move forward from this. I was looking forward to trying the Slugger Dog. But I didn't get the chance. Now I'll never get it. That hurts, man. JT, I know you wouldn't have done me like this. JT, I know you wouldn't have.
That's easy to say. JT doesn't catch these invites.
Thanks. That hurt. That really hurt.
See what I mean? You're going to disrespect me, and now you're going to disrespect New Rob. That's what we're going to start calling JT on this show. His name is New Rob. JT, you know what? We got a new opener on the drive. And you know what? You just moved to the top of the list. Have your people call my people. Keep it right here. You're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's talk about two local stories that are circulating the internet. The first one, the President of the United States has invited the Chiefs to the White House. You might be wondering, well, what got them invited to the White House? They lost the Super Bowl. Well, what got them invited to the Super Bowl is they were unable to go in 2020 because of COVID. So they have now been invited. Quote, I look forward to having the Eagles. And one other thing, we are going to have the Kansas City Chiefs after that because they missed their turn because of COVID. Now, the Chiefs have gone multiple times because they have won three times. They went in 2023 and 2024, obviously under a different president. I hope that this statement is not political, nor is it intended to be. I don't know why you would want to go if you were the Chiefs. It has nothing to do with this, who is in the office, how you feel about them, how you don't feel about them. None of that is. You're going to go after the team that just beat you in the Super Bowl?
Beat the brakes off you.
And if you're Mahomes or Kelsey or a player that is Chris Jones that you've been around here for a while, you've done this multiple times already. You're not thinking, oh, well, let me go again for the one I didn't have to go. Now, if the Chiefs hadn't won the couple before then, and now they're getting the opportunity to take their teammates and now go back for the one trip they didn't have to go, I would have a very different opinion about it because going to the Super Bowl is one of the cool perks you get for winning it.
Mm-hmm.
If you win the championship, you get to go to the president, you get to see the Oval Office, you get to – that's part of the perks of it. But if you've already received the perks of it before, then I don't really know what the value in going is if you're a player that has already done it before. Now, if you're a guy that didn't get a chance to do it before and now you want to go, I certainly hope that you get the opportunity if you really want to go. Maybe you were only on the 2020 team. Maybe you're Frank Clark, for example, and you weren't on the 23 and 24 team, and you want to get the opportunity to go to the White House. I certainly hope that you get the opportunity to go if you want to go, but I don't know why Mahomes would do this. I don't know why Kelsey would do this. Harrison Bucker just met with the president a couple of weeks ago. Like, you clearly have an invitation when you want to go and sit down with the man if you want to, but as a team organized activity, I just don't really see the value in doing this if you're the Chiefs, if you've been the last 2 years in 23 and 24.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, the Chiefs are also very good at this. Like, they're not as good as the Royals were. If I'm the Chiefs, I'm Clark Hunt, Mark Donovan, maybe I invite Sammy Watkins. Like, I'm trying to think of a player that was on that first Super Bowl team that wasn't on the subsequent ones. Like, Sammy Watkins was on that team. Anthony Hitchens, I believe, is on that team. Reggie, I'm thinking the guys who they had that one stolen from them, and then they didn't get a chance to go to these next few. If the team put together a small traveling party of those guys, cool. Like, you got your moment stolen. If you are that player, I think Tyrann Mathieu only won one Super Bowl in Kansas City. If Tyrann Mathieu is going to the White House and with Clark Hunt, he deserves that moment because he never got that moment. Tyreek Hill is another example of a guy who never got that moment. But if you're Mahomes, if you're Kelce, if you're Jones, if you're Butker, if you're whomever, and you've done this, yeah, you're not going back, especially because – you just lost the Super Bowl. Maybe if the Chiefs had lost in the divisional round, like the Texans got them, just in this hypothetical. Okay, maybe they go because it's, hey, we get it. But you can't get humiliated in the Super Bowl and then turn around and go and be like, oh, yeah, we're celebrating 2020. I think maybe the Chiefs will get a collection of guys who lost their moment together, and that will be cool for them. But if you're a person who's been there, done that, you can't it's very losery to go again.
Especially when, I mean, that's really the only thing from winning the Super Bowl that they didn't get to do. They got the parade afterwards. Mahomes got to go to Disney World with his family. You did the media car wash. You then had your own private ring ceremony. Like, it's over. That was in 2020. It's 2025, getting ready for the rest of the season. So I'm not sure if the Chiefs will accept or decline this invitation or not. Certainly the president's right to offer it up. Hey, you guys didn't get the chance. If you want to come, cool. If you don't come, I certainly understand. I don't know if I would accept this if I'm Patrick Mahomes. I'm now going back because of something that we did in 2020, but I've been in 23 and 24, and we just lost the Super Bowl to the team that was just here. I don't know. I don't know if I would accept it if I was Patrick Mahomes, Kelce, Jones, guys that have just done
the multiple guys. But I'm just – that's where I'm like, if Clark Hunt and co. want to get a small collection of guys who are just on that first team and they want to go, and we get one day we get a photo op of Anthony Hitchens and Tyreek Hill, hey – you guys had that moment stolen, and you deserve that moment because you're right. One of the perks is you get a chance to go to the White House and win the Super Bowl. But if you're, I mean, even like Creed Humphrey and co. No. You're not going. You weren't part of it. No.
So another story. This story is courtesy of TMZ. It is a news report that now Xavier Worthy, he is suing his ex-girlfriend / ex-fiance. So according to the story in TMZ, let me read it for you. Xavier Worthy is now suing his ex, alleging that she abused him and fabricated claims of domestic violence in an effort to extort, quote, a home, money, cars, and other valuables from him. He filed a lawsuit in Texas on Monday morning, less than 3 weeks after their incident, back from March 7th at their home. He is alleging in documents that actually he is the real victim and claims that she became violent and started to extort him after he says he found out in late February that she, in fact, was the one cheating. Worthy claims that he asked her repeatedly to leave the home after the alleged infidelity and even offered to help get her apartment to get her back on her feet. He then took some pictures. It looks like his hair got ripped out or something happened. It looked like it was either some kind of scuffle or something, or she just went in the room and tore everything up. At this point, this is a very, very convoluted he said, she said. The two sides have clearly drawn their flag in the sand, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
His side is clear. Hey, she crazy. I did everything I could for her. We were in a happy relationship. I found out that she stepped out on me. I asked her to leave. She didn't want to leave and went crazy. That is Xavier Worthy's stance on this. Her stance is obviously the exact opposite of this. Hey, I did everything I could to be the loving, supportive girlfriend. He was abusive to me. I stayed around too long. I don't know what happened. This is the ultimate he said, she said. I am not in their relationship. I'm simply relaying to you the message and the news from this. He's released some pictures. She has some accounts. I don't think this story is going away any. This is just the next iteration in this story. It started on March 7th. We haven't even got to the end of the month yet, and now we have heard her side of the story, and now we are hearing his side. She's got a restraining order on him. He's now suing her back and forth. It just sounds like a very, very toxic relationship.
I mean, at this point, it's the epitome of he said, she said. And the lawyers and the legal process is going to play out, and I imagine the NFL and the Chiefs are keeping a very close eye on this to see how the he said, she said exactly shakes out. But, you know, we had that report that Saturday – that he was arrested. Then the charges were there were no charges were filed. He was dismissed. Then she filed basically a protective order against him, and now he's suing her. I mean, at this point, it's a he said, she said, and it is playing out in the media on the TMZ because he plays for the Chiefs, and she's an Olympic-quality runner. We will see what happens from here, but at this point, it is just lawyer terminology, lawyers speak for he said, she said, because we don't know who's right and wrong. That is a judge, jury, whoever's decision to make.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that both sides are playing it how they should be playing.
They're doing what they're supposed to do.
Exactly. She is detailing what her side of the story. She certainly is allowed to do that in court. And same thing for Xavier Worthy. He's got some pictures. I want to see some text messages. I want to see some other things. At this point, I don't know who is right. I'm a big believer that the truth is usually somewhere in the middle. He wasn't an angel. She wasn't an angel. There is some wrong on both sides, and I think we are trying to figure out what the wrong was in their incident. And trust me, the National Football League is also trying to figure out what is the wrong between Xavier Worthy and his ex-fiance. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to talking about basketball. There's been a lot of conversation about mid-majors and why they've struggled in this tournament. I think I figured it out. Keep it right here, Sir Drive.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.